show love when I really know how loved I am. Then it overtakes me, then it animates me, flowing from my heart into my hands. So I'm praying, Father, help my heart believe that right now you're singing over me and fill me up with your love. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Uplifting Wednesdays with CA here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. How's everybody doing today? Hope you all are doing well. We got some thunderstorms this morning here at Faith Studio One in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. We dealt with a little bit of storms yesterday. It was hot and muggy, and I think we're still expecting that this week. As it's a holy week, of course, we got Good Friday coming up. We're going to have a special Will Graham special on Good Friday. I should have that on our podcast show later during that day sometime. But I hope everybody's doing well, and we're here to uplift you, encourage you, and tell you even when you're down and out. But right now, I think I'm going to play a little bit of Carmen. I'm ready to PTL. Let's praise the Lord this morning. Good morning.
Everybody, clap your hands. Everybody.
Amen. One of Michael W. Smith's signature songs, Above All. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to a very special edition of Uplifting Wednesdays with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show here at Faith Studio One this morning, the iHeartRadio studio. Holy Week this weekend coming up. Of course, we got Good Friday. I got a Billy Graham. Special Billy Graham coming up on Friday. It's going to be Will Graham speaking on Good Friday. He's going to be speaking a message. So that will be aired on our podcast show. Again, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, hey gang, or even if you need prayer requests, we're here to pray for you. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button. And follow me on any of these major networks. Again, a lot of people ask me if I can tell them. I'll be more than glad to. First thing you could do is you could always Google Up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast and find me there, or go to my Facebook page. And thirdly, you can like me on, we're syndicated on iHeartRadio, we're syndicated on Amazon Music, we're syndicated on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, we're all over the market, FM Player, you name it, SoundCloud, we're there. All right, you know what? Here's another one I like to play. When you're down and out, never give up, never give in, don't throw in the towel. Gold City, I'm not giving up. Coffee up, good morning on Uplifting Wednesdays with CA.
Falling down, but somehow we keep getting back up. Long Can you see it? Can you feel it? This dream inside is still alive today. Yeah, we're on our way. Choose to live this one life here on earth and reject Jesus and be damned, or they could choose to believe in the words of Jesus and live forever.
I think I understand.
Here, maybe this will help you understand.
I have heard how Christians told that he would spare their lives if they would renounce the name of Christ. But one by one they chose to die. The Son of God, they would not deny the great angelic choir.
Whoops, that wasn't supposed to happen. We had a mic drop naturally during the music playing. Well, good morning, everybody. I'm sorry if you hear that. This is CA at the iHeartRadio studio. Faith Studio 1, beautiful downtown Fort Worth. The sun is arising now. Maybe we're not going to get no more thunder boomers as we did this morning. Okay, well, as we get ready to get closer to Good Friday, again, I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, guys, feel free. You can always email me up top studio here at the tower. Faith Studio 1, my email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Now, I am going to play a few more songs, and then I have another one by special request. Billy Graham, it was his last message called At the Cross, actually is the name of it. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and kick it on off, and this is one of my favorites, many favorites by Rich Mullins, and it's called I See You. When we get to heaven, what a glorious sight, bowing down before our Savior Jesus Christ and everything He's done for us. Let us never forget, and let us always worship Him, one God, our God, God the Father. We love You, Lord. Good morning, everybody, on Uplifting Wednesdays. Let's uplift You some more. Thank you.
Shine upon us until the glory.
Sing it, Bill Gaither and the vocal group. Grace. There we go. Amen. That's right. I am a sinner, and guess what? I am saved by grace, by God's grace, when He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, and He died on the cross for my sins and your sins because He loved us. You know, friends, Easter just isn't about the Easter eggs. That's great. You know, when you have your little children, we've all done that growing up. But now we're living in the new norm where a lot of our younger people, a lot of our younger generation, culture's changing. And I'm not even downing pastors, if I may take a moment. They're getting their eyes a little bit off of God and going into more of a showtime deal. And it isn't about showtime. The main focus, and I'm not stepping toes on any pastor or any pastor friends I know. The main focus we should always focus, even beyond Easter, is telling others about Jesus Christ before it's too late. That's why I'm very dedicated to Fridays, especially as much as I can, for Billy Graham. Fridays, one of the greatest evangelists. God used him. He used his ministry to outreach people. When was the last time you guys have seen a crusade? Or, as he changed it later on, a revival? It's been a very long time. Yes, I know we're in COVID times. Yes, I know we're in post-COVID times. I get that. But when was the last time, if you think about it? Well, my radio station and iHeartRadio have teamed up together where we're going to make sure there's going to be a lot of Billy Grahams and others in that you guys like. We're going to make sure that. We are definitely are. Because it's very, very important. You see, before God calls us home, we should all have a mission. My mission is to basically teach and tell others about Jesus Christ. And I hope that my comrades out there, pastor friends all across the world, including the ones on our USO radio network, know the importance of how we need to get the message to people. Now, we can't drag them by the coattails and say, you do it or else. On closeout, being the Holy Weekend coming up, by special request, I've been getting a lot of special requests for this. Billy Graham's last message to America, I want you to listen and listen closely, and please share the special uplifting message today besides me hitting the mic, of course. But now we're into serious time. Listen and enjoy.
As I look back over my life, it's full of surprises. I never thought I would become friends with people in different countries all over the world.
God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.
Don't let us to look at the cross tonight.
I see how God's hand guided me. When I began preaching many years ago, it was not with any thoughts that I'd be preaching to large audiences. God has done this. Our country's in great need of a spiritual awakening. Well, there have been times that I've wept as I've gone from city to city and I've seen how far people have wandered from God. All the things that I've seen and heard, there's only one message that can change people's lives and hearts.
There is a way if you come by the way of the cross.
I want to tell people about the meaning of the cross. Not the cross that hangs on a wall or around someone's neck.
We receive our freedom purchased by the ransom at the cross.
Cross of Christ.
The cross expresses the great love of God.
It's scarred and bloodstained. His was a rugged cross.
His real purpose for coming was to die.
I know that many many will react to this message, but it is the truth. And with all my heart, I want to leave you with the truth.
God says, I love you. I love you. I love you with everlasting love.
And He loves you, willing to forgive you of all your sins. The cross is offensive because it confronts people. Even so, it's a confrontation that all of us must face. I look out across an audience when I stand up to preach, and I think of all the people with their different backgrounds and their various needs. And I know that they are objects of God's mighty love. To the point that He gave His Son, His only Son, to die upon a cross. And the cross was the most terrible form of execution by the Romans for criminals. And Jesus endured all that in our place because of our sins. We deserve the cross. We deserve hell. We deserve judgment and all that that means. I know that there are many people that dispute that. People don't want to hear that they're sinners. To many people, it's an offense. The cross is offensive because it directly confronts the evils which dominate so much of this world. One reason that the cross is an offense to people is because it demands, doesn't suggest, it demands a new lifestyle in all of us. Sin is a disease in the human heart. It affects the mind and the will and the emotions. Every part of our being is affected by this disease. How can we break this bondage? How can we be set free? God helps us break those chains. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away. Everything becomes new. He can make you a totally new person. On that cross, God was laying on Jesus our sins. They not only put nails in His hands, but before that, they scourged Him. A Roman scourge was a terrible thing. They took whips and pellets on those whips and beat a person almost to death. And then they took that cross and made Him carry the cross, which was in His weakened condition, was almost impossible. But He carried that cross to a place outside of Jerusalem. And then they put nails in His hands. But that was not the real suffering. The real suffering is when He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? In that terrible moment, He and God the Father were separated. He shed His blood, and the shedding of that blood carries with it God's very life. There is no other way of salvation except through the cross of Christ. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. The only way to the Father, Father God, is through His Son, Jesus Christ. Now, why Jesus? He's the only one that was born into this world without sin. But more than that, He was the righteous one. And when you come to Him, you're clothed in His righteousness. God no longer longer sees your sin. He no longer sees your own heart. He sees Jesus. When you come to Christ, you come by the way of repentance. Repent means to change. To change your way of living and turn from your sins and turn to Jesus Christ and say, I'm a sinner. I need forgiveness. And I know that you're the only one that can change me. Today, I'm asking you to put your trust in Christ. I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer, sentence by sentence, after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you've died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins. I repent of my sins. I invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. There we go. And wow. I'll tell you, God is just so amazing. And God bless Billy Graham. He's up there in Glory Land. He's been up there for a while with his wife and his loved ones. And most important thing is he's up there with God. Don't you want to get there, friends? On this special edition of Uplifting Wednesday, I encourage you for a heart change. I encourage you, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, now is the time to know Him. Now is the time to have Him in your heart. You know, you can have the enjoy the wonders of life, and that's what He wants you to do. You got to have money to survive, and I know we're living in economic times where inflation's going up and things are tough. I get that. But who is your provider? Well, it's just me, CA. No. Or it's my wife. No. It's God. If you don't keep God first place in your life, everything will crumble. Think about it. We've taught about it on scripture reading, on Bible studies. You go back all the way on my podcast for nearly the last 4 years. And what has our main focus been? Loving, caring, being faithful, being humble and obedient. I think our crazy world in today's time, we don't see hardly any humbleness, any obedience. But all we can do, the believers, is keep marching on for Him. You see, Scripture reminds us there's going to be less people making it getting to heaven, and there's going to be more people going to hell, sadly. And the ones going to hell, every one of us is going to be judged by God. Every single knee will bow down. Every single knee. We'll have to bow down to Him. But wouldn't it be nice when you have Him in your heart and you know He lives in you, that He has your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Think about it. It's hard to imagine living forever and ever and ever, but having Christ in your heart and worshiping Him. These homes are nice. I've talked about it before. And God bless my real estate friends. He's already got a mansion built for you. Now, I can't tell you magically what kind of mansion it is. You see, He loves you so much. You're giving your best to Him. And He wants you to be happy. Please, I can't tell you guys what to do. But we are living the last days on earth. I know we are. I just don't know when He's coming back. And as long as every breath in my body and my radio station's going around, and thankfully for iHeartRadio, conjunction with me on things on our network, We're going to keep giving you positive vibes, positive feels, and introducing more and more of telling you about Jesus. Please, guys, share my podcast anytime. You've got permission. Click that button and say, hey, I want you to hear Uplifting Wednesdays. That has the cross message on there. We're going to be playing that the next few days too, by the way, up to Easter Sunday. Okay, so let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you be with us, guide us, watch over, and protect us. Lord, if there's anybody that doesn't know you, oh, may that little message from Billy Graham touch their heart, and may they accept you into their life. Be with us, we pray. Let us have a great day. In Christ's name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Friends, can you do me a favor? If you got blessed on this message, can you send me an email, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or put it on my comments, or message me, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. If you got saved, let me know, will you? I just want to know, and you can go anonymous, or give me your name and your state. Ukraine, we're still praying for you every day. My Ukrainian listeners, yes, we do have Ukrainian listeners that listen to our podcast show. God bless them. We love you, and I love each and every one of you guys. I don't know who everybody is, but I love you. I'm your brother in Christ. All right. Well, this is CA. I'm going to saddle up, and I'm going to get out of here at the tower here at Faith Studio 1. Beautiful downtown Fort Worth. The sun is arising. It's going to be a hot, muggy day. Another one. Yet another one. So, anyway, I want you to remember the sun does rise on the other side. I want you to enjoy life. LIFE! Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.